News Radio Weather Center. Sunny and 90 today, clear and 60 overnight. Tomorrow, sunny and 90. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
The show today is canceled due to human-caused global warming. Or is it cooling now? Or is it both, warming and cooling? Whatever the government says, I believe them. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Our republic and its constitution are being destroyed while the enemies of freedom are being aided. How? In at least 10 ways. First, by diplomatic recognition and aid, trade, and negotiations with the communists. Two, by disarmament of our military defenses. Three, by destruction of our security laws and the promotion of atheism by decisions of the Supreme Court. Four, by loss of sovereignty and solvency through international commitments and membership in world organizations. Five, by undermining of local law enforcement agencies and congressional investigating committees. Six, by usurpations by the executive and judicial branches of our federal government. Seven, by lawlessness in the name of civil rights. Eight, by a staggering national debt with inflation and a corruption of the currency. Nine, by a multiplicity of executive orders and federal programs which greatly weaken local and state governments. And ten, by the sacrificing of American manhood by engaging in wars we apparently have no intention of winning.
Well, amen to that. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show on a Monday. We're going to get your Monday going. We really are. We got Dr. Pesta coming on. But we have so much to talk about locally. Hi, Uncle Milty. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, I'm good.
How was your Mother's Day weekend?
I got a lot of mail.
You got a lot of mail, apparently,
yeah,
huh?
I got lots for of cards Day? And lots yes. of mail for Mother's Day.
Well, lucky you. Mm-hmm. Lucky you, celebrating both. Well, I hope you had a great one, too. And I did. I spent a lot of time with my kids. It was a lot of fun this weekend. So I had a great time, actually. It's nice when you're... older kids want to like spend some time with you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'll take it. They don't always want to do that. So I was grateful for that. And I don't know, had a great time. I welcome you. And of course, make sure you get over to Dr. Diet. This is the time. If you want to lose some weight, this will be the time to do it. And I'm telling you, Dr. Diet and Wellness, get over there. 628-DIET. 628-DIET is the phone number. And they have all kinds of classes that they're doing, too. So make sure you go to those classes. They really are that good. How to prep, measure foods, fermenting, how to use celery and why, and all those kinds of things that you need to know for your body. But there's just so many health breakthroughs, and they're always on top of it, and they're always on top of what kind of diet works well for your body type. And every type has a different kind of diet. So get over to Dr. Diet. I lost 33 pounds there and was so glad to do it, and that's why I always talk about them. But they are really that great, and it really does make a difference in your life. Go into the summer feeling a little better. 628 Diet, they're on St. George Boulevard, 358 St. George Boulevard. So we were just talking about the news, and you were sharing this little tidbit about the poppy. We have to talk about this. This is going to drive me insane. It always does drive me insane.
I don't see why.
Protecting the dwarf bear poppy, a flower found only in Washington County. So I guess the rest of the world survived without it. I think they were missing that part of the headline, but I guess it's a flower found only here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the perfect geological formation, because the poppy, mm-hmm. it likes ground that is has a lot of gypsum in it, which is pretty natural to this area. You know, we have a gypsum mine out here.
Right, right.
And there's just no other place. It can't be transplanted anywhere. Mm-hmm. You can't cultivate the ground and grow it.
So what happens if this meets its demise here only in Washington County, in the state of Utah, in the United States, in the world? What happens if it like just doesn't grow anymore?
The world will never see another dwarf bear poppy.
Okay.
That's what'll happen.
Do we cease to be, or does it have any effect on the?
I think actually the most of the people that live in Washington County with the bear poppy have a natural inclination to be attracted to that. And that's what caused them to move here to begin with.
That's right. It was on the literature. That's
people
right.
may leave if the bear poppy was to no longer exist.
Well, then how do we protect it? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, they... They have figured out a way, I think, to protect it.
Okay, yeah. So the Utah Valley University, the U.S. Forest Service, and the Nature Conservancy have teamed up to help manage the well-being of the dwarf bear poppy, or what they like to call the bear claw poppy. And it's indigenous to Washington County, and it can only thrive in geological conditions. And so what group is this? So this is the Utah Valley University, the U.S. Forest Service, and the Nature Conservancy. Because they said the dwarf bear poppy is such a sensitive flower, its habitat can suffer greatly from heavy foot traffic that can destroy the growing plants. I'm just going to take a guess before I keep reading. But I'm going to guess that there's some kind of land in the mix of this that they're trying to take.
Well, yeah, and they'd prefer that we not drive ATVs out there.
Oh, that's right.
Even hiking is dangerous.
Well, it's the bear poppy, and it has feelings.
Yeah.
So they said that we talked about those really special places where these rare plants grow, and they tried to set up an opportunity where they could let us purchase some of the property, and this is the one where they decided they would let us purchase it. And they were talking about the state of Utah. This is York. York was working with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services, State of Utah, Utah Department of Transportation, to save the area from planned housing developments that could have forced the poppy into total annihilation. So let me play this for you, because this reminds me of these groups. This is Earth First, and they were mourning a tree. And I just want to play this for you. You just have to listen to this. This group goes out and mourns trees. Here we go. They're sitting around a tree.
Apparently a dying tree.
Apparently.
Deep in the woods of North Carolina, an extremist eco-group called Earth First bewails the violation of American nature.
I want to mourn the loss of all the old growth trees.
She's really upset.
And tell them that we love them and that we don't want them to die. There are some people here who do care. So I want you to know that, trees.
Do you think the tree was listening?
That we care.
I think we are deeply hurting in America. I think we are deeply craving answers. We've lost our identity as we have evolved into technology and into industrialized society. Bring me to this cathedral. Bring me to those guys. This rock that has the most incredible life. That makes me feel alive.
That's why we drive our ATVs on.
I've looked at clear cuts and burnt forest, and I've felt outraged, but I didn't scream and I didn't cry. And I need to.
Now,
well, that sums it up for me.
If you were to take the same people talking that way, but put them in front of Planned Parenthood.
Right.
That same thing, how we care for the death of these babies
Great
instead
point.
Of trees, of
Great
course.
Point.
They'd be beaten up, arrested, chased away, called names.
Yeah. Christian haters.
But as long as you behave that way over trees and not babies in the womb, that's okay.
That's a great point. Well, I know they were really upset. They were bawling. And I mean, it was sincere. It was sincere. They go out and they bawl around the tree. And I'm sure the tree's listening.
Yeah.
Trees have feelings, too. And so on that note, that's what this reminds me of. It reminds me of Earth First. It reminds me of the groups that that are actually pushed. Let's just call it for what it is. Used and pushed out forward so that they can grab land for certain purposes. And the purpose being, the one, the faux purpose, is pushed out. So this one is the bear poppy. And there is always a struggle, a huge struggle for government to acquire land. How do you do it without the people really noticing or the people really contesting it? Well, this is how you do it. You go in and you say there is a plant, a flower, a weed that looks pretty. And you say, you know what? We're going to rob more land from the citizens, and we're going to make sure that your public lands that you pay for, you don't really get to do with those what you would like to do. We're going to preserve them. And this is exactly what they're going to do. They actually raised funds for this. They said it's been a struggle, 10 years in the making, to try and protect this beautiful little flower weed.
But when I see a story like this, I think to myself, maybe it's a cure for cancer that they haven't discovered yet.
Yeah.
Let's make some tea out of it and see. Treat some people with cancer.
Would be using it, though, and they don't want anyone using it.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. They want you to step around it.
If you use it, then it kills it, too.
It's like the turtles. They don't really belong here. They grabbed land for this place.
Mm-hmm.
They talked us into preserving land for the turtle. There's really not that many turtles on the land itself. We even made sure that the turtles were having sex so that we could make sure that they could procreate. Yep. And then when they got too many, well, we just euthanized them, but no deal.
That wasn't here, though.
Well, they didn't have feelings when they were being euthanized.
Population here didn't
increase.
Yeah, that's
right.
They couldn't make them have sex.
That was Nevada. They went down and euthanized them in Nevada. The same turtles that had feelings.
That they're saving here.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe we could send these off to Nevada. That would be my answer.
What?
Well, they'll do away with the poppy.
The poppy? No, it won't grow in Nevada.
I know.
It only will grow here.
But maybe
they'll
just destroy it for us.
I'm going to go out and get a bear poppy.
Are
and
you?
Plant it in a planter in my backyard and see if it dies.
No, hey, maybe we could preserve your land from any kind of place that wants to come in and use it, like a road for a city.
If it lived, it would prove they're lying, though.
That's true. That is true. So, food for thought. Flowers for thought. Be right back. Hey, Dally Show.
Free 1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Who'd have thought the ground would stand on?
Could be so fragile.
This is a
love to the earth. And no ordinary world. A diamond in the universe. Heaven's poetry to us. Keep it shining. Keep it shining. Keep it shining. Cause it's our world.
It's our world.
It's not about possessions. That was Paul McCartney, Sean Paul, Natasha Bedingfield. They all got together to do the love song to the earth. It's a lovely song. Sorry. You know, all I have to do is look around me to feel love for my surroundings. And I don't know, for me, it means that, you know, God's out there, that he made it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he actually made a really good earth. He really did. And it's just about perfect. In fact, we can do a lot of things to it. And guess what? It just keeps going, and it just keeps helping itself. And you know, it's funny how we're sold this box of rocks over and over again. We'll be talking about this in the next hour, but do you remember Alexandria saying that the Earth was going to hit its demise in 12 years?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I scared the heck out of me.
Yeah. Well, now she says she was only kidding.
Really?
So, uh-huh. Yeah, because she got raked over the coals
for that.
Well,
that's good to know.
Right? And so I just wanted to let everybody know. But you said that they got Sierra Club gave everybody an F down here, right?
Yeah, in Southern Utah, all of our representatives and senators in Southern Utah.
Why?
Well, they rated them on their voting record, on what they felt about their voting record. So apparently they weren't too happy. Statewide, the House averaged 51% from Sierra Club. But here in Southern Utah, they all got Fs. The average was 34%.
Really?
Yeah.
It sounds like this. You know why it sounds like that to me? It sounds like this to me because They have actually, our politicians have done everything in their power to make sure they have the land they want.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't say it. But they have done everything that they could do. Let me just remind everybody, let's just go back for a second, because everything in context, right? In 1989, Washington County Commissioner headed a group. The Washington County Republican Commissioner, okay, headed a group in 1989 for habitat conservation. Scott Hershey was his name. And the desert tortoise wasn't even listed as endangered until 1990 in April, a year later. But a year before that, they got real busy. And they got real busy because it was one of the nation's fastest growing counties, right? New residents attracted to the red scenic rocks, blah-bitty-gook, blah-bitty-gook, blah-bitty-gook. We got that, right? So to allow continued development while complying with the requirements of the Endangered Species Act, Washington County was applying to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for a Section 10 incidental take permit for Mojave Desert Tortoise, a federally listed species. And Washington County had prepared this habitat conservation plan anticipating, not because they were dragged in, you know, by their feet to do this. No. Anticipating that it would provide a comprehensive approach to preserving and protecting Mojave Desert Tortoise habitat in Washington County. And then at the same time, it allowed all this growth and development in the portions of the desert tortoise habitat. And so the HCP was part of Washington County's application for the incidental take permit. And it was over 12,000 acres of desert tortoise habitat and 31,000 acres of, wait for it, potential habitat.
Potential habitat.
Yes, because they wanted to go bend over backwards. Maybe just bend over. Bend over backwards for the habitat groups. They wanted to show their support, so much so that they wanted to take 31,000 acres from all of you for potential, just in case they wanted it. You know, keep it on tap. That's what we like to say. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and now you're getting into the good old boy network that started all this that owned those lands.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And people don't want to think their own commissioners did it. They don't. They don't want to think that their own commissioners, who are mostly conservative, by the way, in this area, get on board and actually work with these groups. Why in the world would they give them an F? They're handing it to them. Not only that, they're handing them potential lands. Well, they should be getting an A+ with gold stars.
But then we'd get suspicious.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Go ahead.
It's lands they own it currently. Mm-hmm. And then if they can designate it, then they get the payment for those lands being taken by the federal government.
Yeah.
They don't lose.
Exactly.
You know, look at the trade that wanted to happen right now up at the Desert Reserve area for Sam Hollow in that area.
Yes. You're right. You're right.
The property for the airport. We had to move the airport out into where the old airport was.
Mm-hmm.
Who owned all that? And now we're into it. Another 4 months of construction because the earlier construction didn't have the soils done properly. Mm-hmm. And, this system in this area, it's no different. It's everywhere.
It's no different. You're exactly right.
It's very frustrating because we have so many people who've lived here and seen it happen and watched it occur.
Totally 100% agree. And in fact, they did this whole plan. Put the HCP in charge, the Habitat Group. The steering committee said that they believed this plan represented the best possible compromise, okay, to an extremely difficult problem. Two problems with that sentence, caller, right? Was it a difficult problem? There was no problem yet. And was it the best possible compromise? Why are they compromising our lands if they're so conservative? Why were they doing that?
Well, it's all to, you know, to enrich themselves for whatever political purposes or financial purposes they have.
Yeah.
In this state, we just let it happen because these are the good people.
I know.
Who've been trusted because they look at their name and they look at their back and they're like, well, they got to be the right guys. They have the right kind of name.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Their history of their family in the area and in this predominant religion can't be like that. Romney's a classic example.
I agree with you. And by the way, before I take you off here, the 15-member steering committee that they put on this that said that this was the best possible compromise, even though we didn't need to, for an extremely difficult problem, even though there wasn't a problem. It was Betty Ariel, who's now serving on St. George City Council. And it was Ron Thompson, who was at the head of this funding committee. And he was charged with obtaining the necessary funding for the development of this habitat group. And so Betty Ariel and her husband were both on this. Why is she in the city council? She gave away land. She wanted to. She was in a steering committee that actually went to go do this very thing we're talking about. This is insane. So
yeah, and then Ron Thompson, that's the water district, which is one of the most powerful unelected individuals in the county.
Yes. And the money came from five counties, by the way. Five counties, which is totally Agenda 21.
I still want to see the processing facility for, remember how much we had to pay? Everybody had to do the recycling program.
Mm-hmm.
Get that blue barrel in front of your house.
Yep.
And we pay in a monthly fee of about it's $375 or something like that per person. That's like, that's not very much. When you add it up to the numbers, it's huge. Where is the facility that we're processing all these recyclable materials?
Yeah.
It's called the dump.
Well, exactly. And let's put it this way. If somebody came to your door every month and wanted $3.50, how old would that get? Do you think that we would do it? Would you actually go and hand somebody $3.50? No. You would want a justifiable reason, right? Well, the justifiable reason came in the form of something that actually really doesn't have any impact at all. Doesn't do much. Doesn't do anything. And people could have done it on their own, right? There were bins already set up.
And once you're in the system, it's next impossible to get out. It's like a revolving credit charge on your credit card. You've got to call 17 different people in 9 different departments to find out to get that charge removed off your bill.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can't now. They had a period where you could for 30 days, and now you can't. So ridiculous. Yeah. Thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it. I like to go back into the context of what our history looks like with our own conservative people here, because I always feel betrayed by the conservatives, my own conservative base, because of this kind of stuff. And nobody wants to look at this. Nobody wants to see how willing they are to give up lands, because these were federal lands. And at the time, there was over 1 million acres, and the state had 94,000 acres, and then privately owned was 280,000. And this was a way for them to control those very lands.
And they do it in such a way that it's like the example of the land for the 55-unit low-income housing.
Yeah.
Oh, it didn't cost the taxpayers anything. It was done on a land swap here and a land swap there and a here a swap, there a swap, everywhere a swap. I want to put it on record.
Yeah.
I did not join up with the blue can. I've never had one. I've never paid for one.
Good for you. Good for you. I'm actually glad that you didn't. I'm glad that you took that stand. And so the money, just wanted you guys to know, that 15-member steering committee that Betty Ariel was a part of, and her husband, and Ron Thompson, it included the Bureau of Land Management, Utah Division of Wildlife, Washington County, the local Water Conservancy District, and the incorporated cities within the county. And environmental groups were represented by the Nature Conservancy and Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance, Humane Society of the United States. So the funding committee chaired by Ron Thompson, he was charged with obtaining the funding for the development of the HCP, the Habitat Group. And so most of the money came from the Community Impact Board, a product of five counties. The Utah Permanent Community Impact Fund Board provided loans and grants to state agencies and subdivisions of the state impacted by mineral resource development on federal lands. It's the way for them to take it over. Under the Federal Mineral Lease Act of 1920, leaseholders on public land make royalty payments to the federal government for the development and production of these minerals. And so this is how it works in the back rooms, right? The Technical Advisory Committee, TAC, initially reviews the existing biological data for Washington County, determines there was insufficient information on which to make sound biological judgments for this habitat group. And then when they didn't find anything, guess who they put on the task? None other than the competitive process SWCA Inc. It's an environmental consultant of Flagstaff, Arizona. They brought somebody over from Flagstaff, an environmental guru, who was selected to conduct biological surveys of transects under the direction of TAC. This is how they do it. This is how they decide. See, we're talking about the bear poppy today. This is what they do. Oh, we can't find any information, but there's like this group down in Arizona that is totally not for or against it, even though they're environmentalists. They're going to come and they're going to see if we have a problem. And then they're going to provide a report. And I'll just bet you that report says that we have a problem. So they start making pamphlets for the kids to be handed out at the age starting at six about saving the turtle. They started bringing these to schools, and they started making sure that all of our kids were indoctrinated to save the turtle that never even was here, that never even belonged here. And the HCP, the Habitat Group, had a proposed reserve of approximately 27,000 acres and a request for the incidental take on approximately 12,000 acres of private state land. This was back in the early 90s. That's how it works.
I find it difficult to believe that the Washington County School District would indoctrinate our children like that.
So he says with a smile. In 1993, the USFWS expressed significant concern with the HCP over what they submitted and suggested the steering committee, made up of people in this community, go back to the drawing board and create a larger reserve with increased mitigation. Yep, and they delivered. Want to know how your lands get taken away? Usually with a smile and the knife in the back. That's how they get taken away. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Getting the help I needed. And
673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I like to teach the world to sing.
Sing with me.
Perfect harmony.
Perfect harmony.
I like to buy the world a poke and keep it company.
A t-shirt about the UN. Just a big old UN picture on a t-shirt. Yeah. That's what I need to look for. Love them.
Made me drink root beer.
It was a true United Nations picture. They assembled people from all over the world to bring you that message upon a hilltop. Anyway, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Local Utah Hour, you can call up 888-673-1450. We were just... You know, when you really look at how they do it, and this is the tough part for me, is that this is going to be people you know. It's going to be people that you trust. And they just did this barely. And they just reallocated more, even more lands for, well, they always come up with a reason. But how they do it is they actually, they don't need to be made to give up lands in this county. What they actually do is they create fake opposition. And then what they do is they create a problem and they tell in the press that they have this huge issue going on and a huge problem that government needs to solve. Then they run in and they try to solve their fake problem with a severe solution. And it usually involves a lot of the people that you know. That's why this is real hard to do on the radio, is because this is people you know that do this.
That's right.
They do it all the time. And so this is why I have a disdain for elected officials with the bait and switch going on, is because if you go back into history and you look at how the tortoise came to be and how much land the tortoise has And then when you realize we were euthanizing it down in Nevada because there was too many of them. But when you realize how it got here and what they did to work to get it here, they weren't having to comply. They weren't having to do. They actually anticipated this far in advance, this land takeover, and then made it look like they were being forced to give the land away. And they just barely did this again. What was it last year, right?
Yep.
And or was it in the fall? I can't remember now. Must have been in the fall or in the summer.
I think it was last year.
And they just did it again, and they added to the reserves. And then they sit there and they say, well, we had to. It's a compromise. They were making us. They're so manipulative. They're so manipulative.
Well, they claim they made an agreement with the federal government to do certain things.
They made a drawn-up agreement that they drew up that they actually presented and then said, we're compromising to the people. That wasn't going on at all. Nobody was making them do anything. They wanted to take over those lands. And so that's how they did it. There are currently over 40 species occurring in Washington County, considered candidates for federal listing. Six additional species are likely to be considered for listing in the near future. This is one of the sickest things to me is when you have people that are now serving on city councils like Betty Ariel, who was heavily involved in this land, this giving up of lands to these eco groups. And yet they keep getting voted in. Why? Because they're the nice person next door. That's why. So that kept growing, by the way. It initially started out at X number of acres and grew to a million acres. I mean, we're talking it grew and grew and grew. The HCB provided funding in the amount of $1 million, $1 million that they got in loans from the what? Oh, yeah, that's right. The funding groups that Ron Thompson was a part of for the Water Conservancy got $1 million. And they were expected to spend about $250,000, which included Section 6 funding at the time, and over the next 20 years for desert tortoise monitoring. It ended up being a lot more money than that.
The federal government was supposed to pay them $1 million for something that they never got.
Right.
They never got that million from the feds.
So they said the Washington County Habitat Conservation Plan, done by conservatives, will be administered by the Washington County Commission. And the commission had selected an HCP administrator who would be responsible for implementing the plan. And they were going to work out with the Habitat Conservation Advisory Committee and be assisted by a full-time county biologist. Do you think we needed a full-time county biologist?
Absolutely. How are you going to manage this without one?
Yeah. And a technical committee. And the monies that were going to be collected countywide and dispersed by the Habitat Group administrator, according to the annual plan to implement that, was funded for 20 years at a rate of $54,000 per year. So not only did they get the land, they got money for jobs, and then they pat themselves on the back for giving us more jobs. They had office, secretarial, travel, $20,000 a year per person, total of $400,000 over the permit period. And then the biologist was funded at a rate of $38,000 a year. Yeah, total of $760,000 for the permit, almost $1 million to pay a biologist to be on staff to tell you that we needed a turtle. Don't you feel better about that now? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Milky.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
Hi there. Hi. Yes, I have a question about this Mojave Desert tortoise.
Uh-huh.
Was that in Utah?
Yes.
That they...
Well, hence the name Mojave.
Mojave is about 200 miles from there.
You know, I know many residents might have clued in on that, but the city, the county, the state, they were all just right on board with claiming it as their own.
Because really, that makes it an invasive species,
yes,
which is evil and must be wiped out.
You would think, yes, yes.
Mm, but I guess there's no money in that for your
government. No. How do you lobby? How do you provide a problem and then a solution? You know what I mean? Without a turtle to blame it on. You got to have a turtle.
Yeah, maybe they should rename it. It wouldn't be as glaring an error.
Yeah. The Mojave. Yes, thank you for that.
Yeah, call it the St. George tortoise.
Yes, I totally agree. I absolutely thank you for that. It would be more honest.
You know, when you look at a map, an aerial view map that shows the Red Cliffs Desert Reserve, it's amazing, but if you go all the way from Ivan, Santa Clara, St. George, mm-hmm. Washington, all the way to Hurricane, Leeds, and Leverkin, mm-hmm. it prevents any of those cities from growing to the north. None of the cities can grow to the north.
Kind of curious.
Or they bump into the reserve.
Yeah, that's kind of curious. A lot of people own land in the county commissioner's office that were sold, by the way.
Someday.
Just thought I'd mention that.
Someday they're going to want growth up there north of these cities.
Yeah.
And the Red Cliffs Desert Reserve will become important.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, I always kind of found it interesting that the very land that they thought would be the sacrament for the turtles ended up being owned by city officials. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'd like to put the limelight on one of the city councilmen that you've talked about mm-hmm. and her husband, that's her mm-hmm. role in this, and that's Betty Ariel. Mm-hmm. She, about a year and a half ago, I attended a meeting, and she was supposed to represent Mike U.S. Senator.
Mike Lee. Mm-hmm. Mike Lee.
What am I thinking?
Mike Lee.
Mike Lee, thank you.
You're welcome.
And she was actually mm-hmm. criticizing him for not supporting more welfare bills.
Of course.
And I contacted his office and notified him. And she also said that it was constitutional. She said highways, national highways, federal highways are constitutional. And, I confronted her in the Q&A and asked her where it is, and she backed off and came over to me later and said, well, you need to come by my office and teach me more about the Constitution.
But, really? Really? I wonder if she's going to hide all the paperwork from being on these committees. Anyway, they give away land, but go ahead.
Yeah, they often do that when you confront them and they are exposed. They come over and they try to butter you up afterwards. But anyway, so she's outright a socialist, and this is who we're electing. Land grabbing, of course, the federal government has no authority at all to have any control over those lands. And but this is what we're electing. We need to vet them and start getting them out of office.
I absolutely agree with you. Thank you for that. That's why I'm bringing this up today, is whenever something like this comes up, I go right back to the early 90s when they really started handing over land. They did so in 1998. They handed over, they wanted to make sure they were anticipating the land that they wanted to have. And then they said, oh my gosh, they're making us give you this land. They're making us do it, to preserve their careers. And so that you wouldn't think that they were just giving it up willingly. Well, they fought to give it up, and they got the money to give it up, and they wanted to. So don't ever let them tell you that they are wrestled into this. In fact, I spoke to a couple of our current county commissioners, and it was interesting to me how they were blaming the past decisions and blaming the, anyone that they could blame because they had to go along with it. They couldn't fight anything. Alan Gardner came on the show. I remember he was saying, he gave a bunch of excuses and said, well, we can't fight it. And oh my gosh, we weren't part of the meetings. We didn't show up. We didn't know. And he actually said, we didn't know we were supposed to go. And then all of a sudden they were crying the blues because we didn't have land so that, everybody would think they were conservative.
Oh. Well, it is very expensive to fight those things.
Yeah.
You have to You have to drag in the county attorney that's paid, already.
Yes. And the biologist that's paid.
Yeah, already.
you got to include all these people. So when the land didn't really dictate what they wanted it to dictate as far as the amount of turtles on the land, they actually got groups to come in and then give out information that there were enough turtles, that they were being saved, and that this was a great thing. And I mean, they went the distance on this. And that's what I want everybody to realize, is that they went the distance, and they didn't care that they were taking the lands from you, the citizen, and controlling them. That is one of the biggest jokes out there, is the turtle reserve and cops being on turtle duty. And then on now, of course, every 3 months we have something new species, and now it's a flower.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a flower. Of all the flowers we're supposed to save now, the earth is just fine without this little bare poppy, this little weed that looks like a flower. We're just fine. In fact, the rest of the earth goes right along without it. But for some reason, we have to keep it because it's what? Washington County, indigenous to Washington County. Are you kidding? This is what that sounds like
to me.
The
woods of North Carolina.
It sounds like,
I want to mourn the loss of all the old growth trees.
That's what it reminds me of.
You know, I think probably what's going to happen anyway is climate change is going to kill off the bear poppy.
That's right. We have like clocks ticking. Is it 11 and a half more years?
Yeah.
I think she said it in the fall.
Climate change is going to, well, the ocean's going to rise.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And the bear poppy, I don't believe, is a saltwater plant.
Wow. On that note, I don't like being stabbed in the back, and that's how I feel when I'm going through all of these notes. You know, all of this is listed. I don't know if all of you guys know this. This is all out there for public consumption on the Red Cliff Reserve website. You can read all about it. You can read about the hijacking of our lands, how involved Ron Thompson was, how involved Betty Ariel was. There were so many people on these steering committees. I think it's unfortunate that you would have conservative traitors among you and that we would have to watch our backs with those that we put into office. And county commissioners have been notorious for telling you that they have to give up land and they have no choice. And that is a lie. It's an out and out lie. And this is why I don't trust county commissioners. Sorry. And I don't trust these groups that come in to do this to hijack.
You have to give them credit for this, though.
What's that?
Since we can't go on the land, they did build a beautiful visitor center.
Multi-million-dollar one.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean
beautiful.
Yes, it is. It's a full-on rock garden.
Yeah, and you can learn everything there is to know about that.
Now, that is indigenous to Washington County.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere. I know. Why don't they just take the bear poppies and replant them? Because no one's ever going to be touching that facility. That facility, I spent so much of our money. And I don't know anyone that visits it. Do you remember the last selfie that was taken there? Hey, we're at the rock
Red
garden.
Cliffs Desert Reserve.
The multi-gazillion dollar rock garden. So no, people aren't really going in droves, but I just wanted to say maybe they ought to do that with the poppy. It'll be preserved for life. That land isn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
I know this is a harsh conversation, but I'm so tired of it. I hope you guys are too. When you look at how they hijacked it and blamed it on something else and got groups in here to give them the data that they wanted to prove their point, you have got to feel a little screwed by that. I'm sorry. If you don't, there's a problem.
I won't be here, but some of you young people out there, you know, 50 years from now, when you want to expand to the north, you'll see what this is all about.
Ah, boy, bingo. Bingo on that one. You got that one right. Absolutely. It's all about their control. It isn't about you. Well, next time you hear a speech that says it's all about you, citizen, please run and hide. You can go hide under some bear poppies because I assure you they'll score some land for them soon. We'll be right back with Dr. Duke Pesta. Don't go anywhere.